Introduction. Welcome to the PennDOT Mentor-Protege Program, MPP, for consultants. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy, PRA, and make the most of your mentor-protege experience. Additional members access. Additional members of your organization seeking access to MPP resources on PRA should not complete the MPP questionnaire again. Instead, create profiles at prorankacademy.com and update your profile to state your interest in participating in the MPP as a mentor. By updating your profile, you will automatically be added to the MPP. For detailed instructions, watch the instructional video provided in this document. Navigating the MPP rooms. 1. Understanding your role as a PennDOT consultant mentor. As a consultant mentor for the PennDOT MPP, you are seeking consultant protégés to pair with on PennDOT agreements that have MPP provisions attached. You are considered a potential mentor until you are awarded a PennDOT agreement with MPP provisions. At that point, your mentoring relationship with your protégé will be formalized. 2. Accessing group rooms. Navigate to the group rooms page and filter by mentor protégé rooms to see your enrolled MPP rooms. This room is for all PRA users interested in and or enrolled in the PennDOT Mentor Protege Program. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Consultant MPP Room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential protégés in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once they have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 3 Consultant Room. This room contains potential mentors ready to partner on PennDOT projects and best practices and resources for pairing. Tip: you can invite potential DBE protégés to the MPP by sending them this link, mppsurvey.com, to complete the MPP protégé questionnaire. Once the questionnaire is completed, the primary point of contact will automatically have their original PRA profile added to the appropriate tier of the MPP, or they will have a new PRA profile created and added to the room if they use an email address not already registered in PRA. No other members of the POC's firm need to complete the questionnaire. They can just create free PRA profiles and edit their profile option to be a potential mentor, as shown in the video provided in this document. The Tier 3 Consultant Room Forum can be used to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and review past questions and answers. Note, mentors can only access the Tier 3 room for their respective cohort. All other tier rooms are designed for protégés and administrators. 3. PRA Group Room Statuses. Rooms on PRA have 3 visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capability statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These 3 room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are open for all PRA users to join anytime. Public rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Civil Engineering Room. Private rooms. These rooms require the PRA users to request access and receive approval from a room moderator. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Private rooms are visible to all PRA users, but not accessible without prior approval. Example, PennDOT MPP Room. Example, DBE Supportive Service Room. Hidden rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users except the currently enrolled room members, and these rooms can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, Consultant MPP Room. Example, Tier 3 Consultant Room. 4. Room Hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page just below the room banner image. Please watch the video provided in this document for a further explanation of the MPP room hierarchy. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature. Room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 3 consultant room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room, PennDOT MPP room, consultant MPP room, Tier 3 consultant room. MPP consultant mentor focus. 1. Making connections and pairing with protégés. The Tier 3 Consultants Room protégés are ready to pair on PennDOT projects. Check the public Tier 3 Consultant report regularly to find new protégés who may be joining the program daily. This report can be accessed without logging in to PRA. Tip: you can toggle the report from list to tile mode, where you can view each protégé profile and send connection requests and messages directly from the report. Tile view of the Tier 3 Contractors Room reports. Protégé tiles can be viewed by toggling the small icon at the right of the table from the three lines icon to the four square icon. MPP rooms have three member types: program admins, potential mentors, and potential protégés. Ensure you are aware of the room member type before sending communications. You can view the services provided and contact information directly from each mentor profile. Rather than use reports, you can also view protégés ready to work on PennDOT projects in your Tier 3 room. Click on a potential protégé's profile image to learn about each company. You can send connection requests and begin dialogues with protégés once connected. MPP room members must connect with the user before sending a message. To initiate a connection request, click the person icon with a plus symbol on the member profile image. Remember, you can cancel connections anytime. Best practice tip: mentors can refer protégés that are PAUCP certified DBEs by sending them the link to the MPP protégé questionnaire, mppsurvey.com. Once the questionnaire is completed, the new protégé will be ready to pair in the MPP Tier 3 room for their respective cohort if they are already business partner registered and actively qualified in ECMS. If they are not, they must accomplish these steps before they become visible in the Tier 3 room for pairing. Please note, sending a connection request to a protégé is not the same as sending a pairing request to a protégé. Connection requests can be sent to any user on ProRank Academy. A connection between users on PRA is required before they can message each other. The option to initiate a connection request with a protégé can be found in the following places: tile view of the Tier 3 Consultants Room reports. Protégé tiles can be viewed by toggling the small icon at the right of the table from the three lines icon to the four square icon. The tile view of the public Tier 3 Consultant Room report can be used to send connection requests. The tile view of the PRA Tier 3 Consultant Room report can be used to send connection requests. The Members tab of the Tier 3 Consultants Room can be used to send connection requests. The profile page of any protégé can be used to send connection requests, and the PRA community page can be used to send connection requests. Pairing requests can only be initiated from the Mentors MPP tab on the Add Project subtab. The steps are outlined below. You can visit the MPP tab on your profile menu from PRA on the main menu under MPP. It's the My MPP Projects tab, or you can use the link provided in this document. Visit the MPP tab to view a list of protégés available to pair with your cohort. The protégés' mapper profile, NAICS codes, and desired skill sets can all be viewed from the blue buttons on each row of inline report. Enter the ECMS project number and the project name in the fields provided. Select the checkbox next to the protégés you want to pair with. Click the blue Submit button to send the pairing request. You will be able to view the pending pairing request in the Projects subtab until the request is either approved or rejected by the protégé. If pairing does not occur through ProRank Academy, your MPP project award could be delayed, or there could be other issues receiving payment or credit for work performed. Please use the above-mentioned process to initiate your MPP teaming requests. Sample MOUs and work plan templates are available in the Documents section of the Consultant Tier 3 room. Please note, the documents in this room are just for reference. The formal documents will be sent to all participants through PRA after formal notice of consultant selection. 2. Considerations after pairing. The mentor and protégé are required to develop a mentor-protégé development plan. The mentor and protégé can invoice PennDOT monthly through the ECMS consultant agreement. total payment cannot exceed 2% of the total ECMS agreement price proposal hours. The invoice must include a completed MPP activity invoicing log form, attachment F, to document satisfactory performance. Please note that all Tier 3 protégés may not have approved overhead rates. An approved overhead or safe harbor rate will be required before your protégé participates in a project. Please be prepared to assist your protégé if they do not yet have an approved overhead indirect rate. Payment for work using the DBE Mentor Protégé Special Provision will occur as services are rendered using the Mentor Protégé Program Activity Invoicing Log Form, Attachment F, which is to document satisfactory performance as part of submitting an invoice to PennDOT through ECMS. Consultant and construction mentor protégé teams can propose, through the use of a signed agreement, the MOU, at the onset of the mentor protégé partnership, the use of a particular work item needed for training. Approval must be documented before the start of the services. As part of the work development plan, the mentor protégé team must include for what projects and what duration any equipment or other means of equity is being shared. PennDOT approval is required, and the MPPSSC will maintain documentation on file for auditing purposes. This documentation will also be included as part of quarterly and annual reporting processes. PennDOT will record exemptions before services begin and will review these exemptions annually with FHWA. 3. Consultant Mentor Resources, PR Indirect Rate Resource Folder. The folder contains various resources to help protégés calculate FAR-compliant indirect overhead rates. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor Protégé Program. Consultant MOU Template. The MOU formalizes the Mentor Protégé Pairing Agreement and is emailed to the mentor by PRA shortly after notice of selection. It is important that the mentor initiates the protégé pairing request through PRA so that when the agreement is awarded, PRA can automatically generate the virtual MOU for the winning team. Once signed, the MOU will be visible to both the mentor and protégé through their MPP tab. Consultant Development Plan Template. This template can be used to develop your mentor-protégé development plan. Although it is the mentor's responsibility to submit the plan to PennDOT, both the mentor and the protégé should work together and have input in creating this plan. Sample Consultant Development Plan. This is an example of how a consultant protégé work plan might look once completed. Tip: in MPP jargon, development plans are also commonly referred to as work plans, so please do not be confused if you hear these terms used together. Example: work development plan, or if you hear them used interchangeably, development plan and work plan. MPP Public Consultant Protégé Report. This report is a dynamic list of Tier 3 consultant protégés viewable by the public. It provides general information about each firm and can be an alternative to granting multi-account access. MPP Navigational Diagram. This document is an interactive flowchart that guides protégés and mentors through the entire program lifecycle. It includes video instructions and direct links to each webpage referenced at each program step. MPP Consultant Virtual Pairing Guide provides a detailed written overview of the MPP virtual pairing process between mentors and protégés of the consultant cohort on PRA. PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program MPP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Conclusion: this guide provides a detailed framework for new consultant mentor MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor Protégé Program MPP resources on PRA. By properly pairing with protégés using the outlined steps, participants can effectively foster successful mentor-protégé relationships and avoid potential delays and pitfalls. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use this link and check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@prorankllc.com or by phone at 833-736-6677. You can also visit us at pennmpp.com for more information on the PennDOT MPP.